There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I actually did some research on the Susan B. Anthony dollar. All right, let's see. I just lost it. Let's see if I can find it again. But the Susan B. Anthony dollar was actually minted for only a couple of years. It was designed in 1979, but it was minted from 1979 to 1981. And they printed a bunch of them, and they were not very well received. And the reason was not because Susan B. Anthony is not exactly Cindy Crawford, but because the coins were very easy to confuse with a quarter. I've seen them, and I remember, because you used to be able to get them out of vending machines. Like if you bought, I got a train ticket once on Amtrak, and it gave you your change in Susan B. Anthony dollars. Which, at first blush, you think, wow, this is really cool, although she does look kind of stern. And but then they're they're a little heavier than a quarter, but about the same size. So if you weren't paying much attention, instead of paying a quarter for something, you paid a dollar for something. So you paid four times what it was worth. Mm-hmm. They were not, as I said, they were not very popular, so they were not going to reprint them. And then they replaced the Eisenhower dollar, and they had the same back as the Eisenhower dollar. Then they decided that they were going to do the Sacagawea dollar, but they couldn't quite get it, sort of get their act together in time. So they reprinted to fill the gap, a final run of Susan B. Anthony dollars in 1999. And if you go on eBay, some of those dollars are worth like $45 now. So, I guess coin collecting. I actually had a grandfather who loved to do coin collecting, and I at one point had his coin collection. I'm trying to figure out what I did with that. I gave it to somebody. I don't know. So that's a Susan B. Anthony, but those were silver dollars.
Do you have the quarter collection of all 50 states?
I started it. I took over my grandfather's at one point, and I can't. I think I gave it to my brother. I should call him up and ask him, because he just, you know, at some point when I was like 9 or 10, I thought coin collecting and stamp collecting was very cool. And then you get to sort of be a teenager, and for some reason it doesn't seem quite as cool. So I think I gave it to my brother, who probably sold it all. He probably just took the quarters out and bought a Pepsi or something.
Yeah, because my mom, she actually, I think just a couple of years ago, finished up collecting all 50, you know, because all the quarters that have the rates on them.
Yeah.
She got all 50.
Oh, does she still have it?
Yep, she still has it. And, you know, they have that little board where you can kind of put the quarter.
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember that it was a little half, like the little half moons that you shove the things in. Yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
And stamp collecting, people used to send me stamps from all over every place. But I guess coin collecting it was a very popular hobby at one point, and I'm not sure it's quite so popular anymore. But judging from this, I mean, a 50-to-1 ratio of return on your investment isn't bad. Depending on, I mean, if 1999 is only 16 years ago,
right,
and there's probably nothing else that's gone up by a factor of 50 in that period of time, but except the cost of living, but that's a different issue. Yeah, it was. It was kind of fun, and you'd go through your change. I have, because, like, I have a $2 bill that was legal tender at one point. I have that, which I've kept as a...
I have a $2
bill. A good luck charm. I have it in one of my wallets someplace. And I've had, at one point I had coins that were minted the year of my birth, which are probably going to get more and more valuable as I get older and older. But then you have to find somebody who want to buy the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So... I know it was, but it was a thing that everybody did at one point, and not so much anymore.
Yeah,
I wonder why. Somebody who was a coin collector can call up and tell us why they collected. I mean, I think the reason you collect is it's fun,
right,
and interesting.
Just a nice little hobby.
Yeah, yeah, and why you stopped? Who knows? All right, so All right, so let's go back to, we're talking about who we would put, what woman would be nominated to be on the paper dollar bill, because paper dollars are obviously much more in circulation than the $20 bill than Susan B. Anthony. Besides, I'd rather be on a 20, I suppose, than a, I'm not sure I'd would rather be on a 20 than a 1, but I don't want to be confused with a quarter. It just seems too tacky. All right.
Let's go to Laura. Laura says Amelia Earhart. She was a brave soul and helped women see that they could do anything they put their minds to.
Yes, indeed. That's an interesting choice. Don't disagree with that.
We have another one from Jerry that says Dr. Joy.
we're
going to have to figure out like what picture of you could potentially go on the
$20 bill.
Yeah.
Hopefully not one with my eyes crossed. When I was in college, my mother has actually never forgiven me for this. They had sort of an outstanding whatever it was, and there were, I think there were 10 people or something, and there were three of us who were women. And the other two women were in these kind of glam shots that they, one of them, I mean, one of them was very glamorous, the shot was, and one of them was very kind of like authoritative, like on the steps of a building or something, you know, when you were a future lawyer or something. And mine was, they actually took four separate pictures of me. And one I was giggling, one I was making my hamster impression, one I was doing my fish impression with my eyes crossed. My mother never forgave me for that. Said, Joy, can you ever just be serious? Not when I'm getting my picture taken. I really don't like it very much. So, I don't know. Hopefully not the one with my eyes crossed, but we could work on something. I don't know. You can hear. I'm not crazy about this idea. But, all right, there we go. And instead of In God We Trust, it could be, what's your question? Would that be fair?
Stupid and cheerful.
Yeah, stupid and cheerful. Or Expectations of the Death of Serenity. We'll figure out something. Stupid and cheerful, probably. With stupid and cheerful, the crossed eyes make some sense. All right, keep going.
Amy says Susan B. Anthony and also Sacagawea as well.
Sacagawea, yeah. They've both been on dollar bills, so.
Aurora says Edith Bowling Wilson, Woodrow Wilson's second wife.
Would you say that again? I can barely hear you.
Edith Bowling Wilson.
Okay.
Woodrow Wilson's second wife.
Wow. Why? Did she give any explanation?
She says she's sometimes described as America's first woman president because of the role she played after the president's massive stroke in October 1919.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sort of unheralded, wasn't she?
I didn't know Woodrow Wilson had a stroke while he was in office.
I didn't know he had a second wife.
Well, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew about the UN, and I knew about the League of Nations.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, wow. All right.
Dwayne says, I would put Whitney Houston just as a reminder to myself and others of another life cut too short.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, you know, I meant to tell you guys this. I found both of these items last week, and I forgot to tell you, and for some reason this reminded me. One of the people we talked about who died last week is now on a Canadian stamp. And I'm not sure, I don't think he's Canadian. I know he lived in Massachusetts. I think he was actually born there. Is Leonard Nimoy is on a Canadian stamp.
Really?
Yeah, Nicole, with a beard, which is kind of... And the other thing that I meant to mention, which I probably is more appropriately to mention on Thursday, is that, you know, we were decrying, or I was decrying, the fact that the Oscars now have up to ten. This year was 8 nominees for Best Picture. They're going back to 5.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they're saying whatever, that the intent was to involve, sort of cover a wider spectrum of movies, but they said it's not working. And then probably this year, even though it, to a certain extent, is working, but this year's nominees were... combined were the least profitable, I think, movies ever made. And if you take American Sniper out of the mix, which was the most profitable movie, it turns out American Sniper may be the most profitable movie that was made last year, even though most of its profit was after the first of the year, that it was just a very low return on investment and ticket sales. So 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSafe.com. TogetherSafe.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSafe.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSafe.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years. Hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-993-7569. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Joe, hold the window up. Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
This is a question because I know you do movie critics.
And I was wondering, we watched the movie last night, The Birdman.
Right.
And both my husband and I thought it was great acting, but we were a little bit confused with it. And I was hoping you could kind of tell us if we're the only people that couldn't have problems with it.
Are you talking about the ending, I assume, yes?
Well, him flying all around and then all that stuff, I mean, we were just confused. So we were just wondering if...
Well, I think you're supposed to take... First of all, I think it's called Birdman, not The Birdman.
Birdman, okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I thought Edward Norton was terrific in it.
He was.
I thought Emma Stone was great. And, of course, it's Michael Keaton's movie, so...
Right.
But I think the idea... You know, I think part of it is it's just a metaphor when he's flying around. And the opening scene where he's levitating... And my first thought was, what's going on here?
Yeah, we thought, too.
Yeah, but I think that was it's one of the reasons that I think, to a certain extent, a relatively ordinary movie in terms of plot of a washed-up actor trying to make it on Broadway was elevated to the status it was for the combination of the fact of really good acting and popular actors. But also the kind of metaphorical part of it, that there was something more there, and the fact that you did wonder, is this something in his mind? Does he think of himself as meditating, and that's that we're kind of reading inside his head, that he's feeling that he's levitating? Is it something actual? Because to a certain extent, I mean, we don't really know how to levitate. And so the question is, I think from that opening scene, the director may want you to do exactly what you did, which is say, what the hell is going on here? Is this supposed to be, this real, or is this something made up, or is he actually levitating? And what would it mean to levitate? What would it mean to defy gravity? What would it mean to defy the conventions of his reality? And so I think that's part of it. And I think the final scene, where we don't know if he's flown off or suicided, and hopefully this is not a spoiler alert, because the movie, it's been reviewed so much, and you can hear that even if you know all the details, you still don't know the movie.
It was just hard to follow. It was hard to follow, and then we kept thinking, well, maybe he's dreaming this, and then
that's it.
Maybe
but
he's schizophrenic. You know, we just didn't know. We just were having a hard time.
But I think that's part of the point. Let me just sort of... I remember in junior high school, there was an essay that we had to read in Mr. Kerber's class, and it was called, it was an Italian barber who didn't speak English very well, and he was in an English as second language class, and they were asking him about Julius Caesar, about Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. And he kept talking about Julius Scissors and cutting people's hair. So he completely misunderstood or botched what Shakespeare had in mind. And I remember Mr. Kerber, who had this kind of a smirky grin, saying, wasn't it hilarious that he botched it, that he completely misunderstood? And I raised my hand and said, well, it seems to me that's part of what a classic is, especially when you're talking about art, is that you can see whatever you need to see in it. You can take away whatever you need to take away in it. To a certain extent, I would argue that that's what Birdman was about, is that it, instead of the usual Hollywood movie with a superhero or a romantic comedy or whatever, that it really made you think and question and ask and hear and see or feel what it was that either here's a washed-up actor who's clearly has some difficulties with reality because reality isn't working very well for him. He can't get along with his co-stars. He's clearly not a very talented actor. He has some problem with his daughters. So maybe that's his escape from his reality, is this character that he knew was not real yet brought him all the acclaim and all the fame and all the money that was so important to him. So I think your questions that the writer and the director would be thrilled with you that you're saying, you know, I don't really get this. And yet it haunts you a little bit. It haunts you enough to sort of think about it the next day and to call me about it. And I think they would just be, to say overjoyed seems somewhat of a pun, but thrilled with you because I truly believe that was their intent. Whether it was the best movie of the year, it was certainly one of the more complex movies of the year.
It was. It was very deep, kind of. It just
And my guess is, yeah, if you looked at it again, if you saw it again, you would see probably slightly different things in it, and maybe come away with a slightly different impression. And maybe you and your husband, even watching it together, came away with a slightly different approach to what he was really talking about, and what was real, and what he was hallucinating, or was he having a psychotic break, or was this just his way of having a so-called out-of-body experience, which, you know, when you talk about people meditating or yoga or Bikram yoga, they will talk about having an out-of-body experience. So I would absolutely encourage and applaud the confusion about it and say, all right, see in it what makes sense to you to see in it, and maybe even watch it again.
Yeah, that's what we're traveling today, but we got it on demand, and we were going to watch it again today, but we had to leave, so.
Well, you can listen, watch it whenever you get around to it. But I appreciate your calling me about it. I'm very flattered. And again, I probably haven't been as much help as...
you've been a lot of help. I really do appreciate it. Well, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Joy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Linda. Somebody's always grabbing me at the end of a movie and saying, all right, what did this really mean? And sometimes it's just they missed a cue or missed a clue that there's something else going on here. And because I am so literal... that I picked it up and they haven't, or that I'll say, well, you know, about 15 minutes in, this is what happened, and that's why this happened here. But in Birdman, I think that the whole point is to question reality, because I think he was questioning his reality, and everybody else was questioning whether he was really playing with a full deck or not. It's very hard to reflect those kinds of inner thoughts in a film. It's one of the reasons why people really liked, but they didn't get huge awards of The Theory of Everything and The Imitation Game, because both of those, as opposed to A Beautiful Mind, were internal, bright people who were having some conflicts. The reason why I think Birdman was favored over them, for the same reason A Beautiful Mind was favored, that madness is easier and more interesting to see on film as opposed to intellect. Being sane. It's one of the reasons there's probably not going to be a whole lot of movies about me, hopefully, that just someone thinking about something or somebody wrestling with a concept is very hard to display on film, and probably not as interesting as a breakdown, which is, I think, what was going on here, or at least a potential one. Well, then we've got the music, which means I can cough in comfort. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. Well, the number one available DVD download to buy or to download is The Sound of Music. 50-year anniversary will do huge business and should. If you've never seen it, if your kids have never seen it, make sure you get it. It's just wonderful. And see if you can find a good sound system. Second, The Pioneer is a movie that I saw, I must have seen it the better part of a year ago. It's actually a very interesting film that deals in the 1980s with offshore drilling in Scandinavia, the coast of Norway. And they wanted to do a pipeline to get oil that was going to be go as deep as any pipeline that had ever been constructed. And this is a story. It starts out in the review of it is completely wrong because I read the review and I thought, I don't think this is the same movie. And it's not. Somebody cribbed a review from somebody else or something. They obviously didn't watch the movie. It's about Norwegian two brothers who are working on the pipeline, which is incredibly dangerous because the ocean is a really relatively unforgiving medium, and they're going deeper than anybody's ever gone before. And it turns out it's part thriller and part political thriller, and there was a huge cover-up. So it's really two separate movies, two in one. One is this underwater kind of, will they survive or not? And the second part is the politics behind it. And the name that you'll recognize in this is Stephen Lang, even though he doesn't play a major part. It's mostly Norwegian actors. But it's a really interesting, scary movie that makes you understand that corruption is not a specifically American phenomenon, which I suppose we always assumed. But it's a very good movie. It's not The Sound of Music. You're not going to sing along. And it's genuinely scary. And if you're a little claustrophobic than I am, you may watch part of it through your fingers. But it's okay. The Lowdown is actually an interesting movie that didn't get a whole lot of traction. It's Ellie Fanning as the daughter of John Hawkes, who plays a musician who's a heroin addict. And if you've ever had to deal with addiction in your family, it'll resonate with you. It's not a pleasant film, but it's interesting and very well acted. Happy Valley is a fantastic documentary. I wanted to, and it also sort of disappeared without a ripple. It's a story of Joe Paterno at Penn State and the cover-up, and it is damning and fascinating. Happy Valley is the term that the Penn State campus uses.
Mm-hmm.
And it is it actually shows more than you thought you knew, and it is not a very nice story. Night at the Museum, this was, I think, the second one. This is the one that occurs in London. And the really weird thing about it is, like, it's Robin Williams' last movie, because, and so there, it's freaky on that basis. And I don't know that this is how Robin Williams wanted to be remembered, or hopefully will be remembered. It's a mediocre movie, to say the least. And the first one, I thought the first one kind of stupid. The second one is really clearly made strictly for money. And it's just not a very good movie. But it is freaky to see Robin Williams in it playing FDR, or Teddy Roosevelt. Sorry, it's not FDR. So we've got a huge variety of things coming down. The Lowdown is a downbeat movie about heroin addiction. Happy Valley is about the Paterno scandal. Night at the Museum is a remake of the first one. I thought the first one was iffy. The second one is just plain stupid, as far as I'm concerned. Pioneer is truly thrilling and upsetting, but the number one movie will be The Sound of Music. Go, Julie. And it should. I mean, it's a wonderful, timeless piece, and the music is terrific. The acting is terrific. Julie Andrews, this is really what made Julie Andrews, and legitimately so. It's a wonderful movie, and it is something that you can listen to over and over again, and it'll just make you happy. So when in doubt, go for Julie. All righty, 855-99-375-69. All right, should we finish up with some of the nominees for who should be on the folding dollar bill?
I think we should. Let's do it.
All righty.
Peggy says Hillary Clinton or Condoleezza Rice, strong, smart leaders, she says. Wendy says Martha Washington. Think of all she went through, and she also says, she also suggests Eleanor Roosevelt as well.
Okay.
Laura says myself. Why not?
Okay. Send us a picture. we can glue you over Andrew Jackson's face, and we can do that.
Christina says Mariah Carey, just because.
Well, that's helpful. Okay, Mariah Carey.
We have someone from Canada says Queen Elizabeth. They suggest Queen Elizabeth. That's interesting.
Well, she's already on the British. I just saw Helen Mirren in the audience where she plays Elizabeth over 40 years, and I think, nine or more different prime ministers. And she's, of course, on British money, but she's also, well, I'm not sure she is anymore because we don't have the pound, we have euros, but she's certainly on Canadian money.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I don't know. Putting her on American money might seem a little bit. One of the things that happens in Hamilton is we have King George comes up every once in a while and says, "I'll show you my love by bringing my soldiers to shoot you." I mean, there's also a bit of interesting stuff that goes on. But I don't know. I don't think Elizabeth's going to get on the American dollar anytime soon. But there you go. All right. What else?
Sorry, I was just grabbing a caller there. We got.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking up something else.
I'm pretty good at multitasking, though.
You did very well. You did very well. All right. So what have I got here? Well, I've got a couple minutes, so we'll take Scott here. All right, Scott, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy,
Dr. Joy. I have some interesting information about Mrs. Wilson, if you'd like.
Okay.
Mrs. Woodrow Wilson.
Sure.
After the president had his stroke, she went to the vice president and asked if she would help. He would help execute the president's duties, and he said, "Will I get the president's pay?" And she said, "No." And he said, "Then I won't do it."
Wow. Who was this little charmer?
I don't remember his name, but so she basically was the acting president for the last whatever it was year and a half of his term.
Wow!
So the vice president at that time.
Since we're talking about movies a little bit, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I saw a movie recently. I think it came out last year, and I was very unhappy with the ending. It was called Third Person. Did you see that?
To remind me what it was about.
Liam Neeson is a writer, and Olivia Wilde is his girlfriend, and he has a tragedy in his life.
Yeah, I did see it.
I watched it for less than a minute.
The idea was that he was haunted. I mean, I had some problems with the movie in that she is so much younger than he is, and the idea is that... Hopefully we don't ruin the movie for anybody. His wife died, and I'm trying to remember the last scene where she reappears. What was the last scene? Actually,
his wife doesn't die. Somebody else does. But Olivia Wilde, his girlfriend, disappears in the last scene.
You know, I was so upset by the age discrepancy that I'm trying to remember exactly. You know what? It wasn't Olivia Wilde. It was Mila Kunis. But you're close. And Adrian Brody was in it.
Well, Mila Kunis was also in it.
No, you're right. Olivia Wilde was in it. Mario Bello was his wife, I think.
Yeah.
I think they were divorced. And Kim Basinger was in it.
Yeah.
That's right. It was interlocking love stories. It was three different couples. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And Rome, Paris, and New York. Yeah.
I loved it till the end, and I hated the ending. So
I'm just trying... I remember hating the movie.
Okay.
So,
by the way, I saw Magic in the Moonlight. I loved that. That was terrific.
All right, fair enough. Let's see here. I'll give you the Liam Neeson is a Pulitzer Prize winning fiction author who's holed up in Paris to finish his latest book. He left his wife, Kim Basinger, having a tempestuous affair with Olivia, an ambitious young journalist who wants to write and publish fiction. Adrian Brody, a shady American businessman, is in Italy to steal designs from fashion houses, hating everything Italian. Scott wanders into the Cafe American searching for something to eat. He meets Monica, a beautiful Roma woman who's about to reunite with her young daughter. When the money she's paid saves her daughter's is stolen, Scott feels compelled to help. Yeah, I thought it was too cutesy for words. Hang on if you need to. If not, we'll talk later. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with Extendovine. Case.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, and also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so it turns out Woodrow Wilson was paid $75,000. So that was, I got it. So that was the money that was in question. That he felt that as vice president, that he was basically, he was given busy work. They apparently didn't get along very well. That he and Wilson didn't see eye to eye. He felt he was inadequate, and the position he was held was reflected his reaction to the invitation for president to attend cabinet meetings. He stopped going after a single session. He would not be listened to, and hence would be unable to make any contribution. So he only went to one meeting of the Democratic caucus. I do not blame proud parents for wishing that their sons might be president of the United States. But if I sought a blessing for a boy, I would not pray that he become vice president.
Wow.
Woodrow Wilson, a supremely self-confident intellectual, regarded Marshall as a small-caliber man and had not wanted him on the ticket. During their 8 years together, he made Marshall feel uncomfortable. So, no wonder. He presented, basically, he treated him like he was an idiot. The condition moved from comedy to tragedy when President Wilson suffered a paralytic stroke in 1919. Faced with the crisis of having to determine whether the president was able to fulfill the duties of the office, Marshall failed miserably. So, Marshall read law and went into practice in his early years. He was a hard-drinking man who wanted a barrel, not a drink. His intemperance persisted for years, and often appeared hungover in court. A seemingly confirmed bachelor, he lived with his mother until her death. At the age of 41, he married Louise Kimsey. There you go.
Well, here's my question. Because Woodrow Wilson, obviously, he was elected for a second term, right? Because he was in office for 8 years.
Yep.
So after that first term, and they weren't getting along. There was no process back then?
Yeah, you don't. Well, there was, but you know, you tend not to. Once you're up for re-election, you tend not to sort of jettison. I mean, there are an awful lot of presidents who've done exactly that, who didn't really get along very well with their vice president, and so you just keep them on. But the idea, it doesn't say here how much money he turned down, but he was. Oh, wait a minute, here it goes. His salary. Here we go. I just found it. Guess how much he was paid as Vice President of the United States? $12,000 as opposed to Woodrow Wilson's $75,000.
Wow.
So there you go. Now we know.
There you go.
You guys can all do this at cocktail parties. Maria, now that you've had a history lesson, not to mention an economics seminar, how might I help you?
Hi. I have a question, and I think I know what your response is going to be. However, I need someone to talk me through it.
Okay.
So the question is regarding the relationship I'm in between my boyfriend and I.
Okay.
A few months ago, we had some trust issues. He had got back from a business trip and started to act suspiciously with his phone, hiding who he was texting, etc.
Okay.
And I did something I know I shouldn't have done. And being suspicious, I went through his phone and found numerous text messages and photographs between him and another woman.
Okay.
So I confronted him on this, and he immediately said that it was just silly work talk and it was nothing to worry about. So we decided to work on things, and I later found out that this was actually an ex-girlfriend of his. So he lied about it.
She was what of his? She was an ex-girlfriend?
Yes, an ex. Yes.
Okay.
Let me
just stop you for just 1 second, okay? How long have you guys been together?
About 8 months.
8 months. Okay, how old are you?
34.
How old is he?
40.
The two of you live together?
We don't. He'd like me to move in. And,
okay. All right, and how, so this, he went on a, how long was it, was this a vacation or work-related or what?
It was a work-related trip, and she worked for the same company. They were away for a week together, and I'm not exactly sure what happened. He said nothing, but the text messages led me to believe that there was some emotional things going on between them, and I don't know if anything physical happened, but...
You don't care if they're emotional as long as they didn't hit... I mean, look, if you were on a trip someplace for work, and one of your colleagues... I mean, that as long as they didn't sleep with each other, I mean, that sort of flirting with each other is kind of maybe a little tacky. And certainly coming back and hiding it, I mean, what he probably should have said is, it was really fun to have somebody to kind of hang out with, except I don't know what you would have said at that moment. But I wouldn't worry too much about the fact that it was an ex and they, you know, as long as they didn't hit the sheets together, I don't think I'd worry about it particularly.
Well, I don't know if he was honest about it because he lied about the relationship, and it wasn't until I found out the actual truth that it was an ex of his that he was upfront about it. So
I hear. But just before we kind of slide over that point, let me remember when you were about you know, 15 or something, and you said, I'm going to the library to study, and you were really either going, you were going to go sneak out with, be with a boy. And your mother said to you when she found out, Maria, it's not only that you did something, but you lied about it. Well, my point is, if he'd truthed about it, she never would have let you go. If he'd come home and said, look, this is an ex-girlfriend, we had this, you know, mad passion affair 15 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 minutes ago. But, you know, it was fun to see her, it was fun to hang out. But, you know, I love you. I don't know what your response would have been. My guess is he made the assumption that you would have given him a hard time.
And he's right.
Okay, so put that in the equation, that if lying about it is going to get you in trouble, or if not saying anything about it is, you may hope to get away with it, and truthing about it is going to get you in trouble. Unfortunately, most people look at the short term, which is, look, if I can get away with it, I didn't do anything, but it's not going to sound innocent to Maria. She's going to give me a hard time. I don't want to go through this, so I'm just not going to say anything. Then when caught, then he figures, because now you really don't know, but he already knew what your response would be, so he said, no, you know, it's, and he just wasn't thinking. I mean, it was an adolescent response as opposed to a grown-up response, which what he should have said was, look, I tried to get away with it because I figured if I brought it to your attention, you'd give me grief about it. It's something that we've argued about in the past. Nothing happened. And the reason I wasn't, you know, I wasn't honest about it is because you'd give me a hard time about it. And maybe it was short-sighted, but, you know, part of it is your response. All right. Now, I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying that you need to be careful about that. Not only that it must be something awful happened because he lied about it initially. He lied about it, and he tried to get away with it because he took the line of least resistance.
Okay.
Which
so
is, all right. So, but let's all right. So go on. So he said
so
he did not.
He told me that he cut all contact with her, and he admitted that, you know, it was inappropriate, the pictures and the messages that they were sending back and forth, and he didn't want to talk to her anymore. And if they did talk, it was just going to be strictly work related.
All right, I'm going to have to stop you at that moment. Maria, let me stop you for a minute. Hang on, and I'll give you as much of the next hour as you need. Just hang on for me a little bit, okay? And I'll get to you, I promise. I mean, you're going to be first. 855-99-DR-JOY and Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.